Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I'm Patrick Claybon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 13 kicked off with a triple header with the Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. 31-24, Packers win. Quarterback Jordan Love threw for 234 yards and 4 touchdowns in the victory. In Dallas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 261 yards and 4 touchdowns, but the Cowboys pulled off the victory, beating the Chiefs 31-28. Cowboys wideout CeeDee Lamb racked up 7 receptions for 112 yards and a touchdown. In Baltimore, the Bengals beat the Ravens 32-14. In Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's return, he threw for 261 yards and 2 touchdowns. Elsewhere, Colts quarterback Daniel Jones has been dealing with a fractured fibula. He played through the injury during the overtime loss in Week 12 to the Chiefs. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 28th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles discussing sphere of influence study. Annual downtown lighting ceremony tonight. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles has been in the process of identifying areas to add or remove for its decennial Sphere of Influence Municipal Services Review. This review identifies the probable future limits and service areas to the city, reviewed alongside the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO. LAFCO has recommended several areas be removed from the city's sphere of influence, including the East Chandler Ranch area, West 19th Street, North Vine Street, and Nacimiento Lake Drive near Mustang Springs Road. The public comment period for the proposed sphere of influence and municipal services review studies is available until December 10th. The City Council will also discuss in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Annual Paso Robles Downtown Lighting Ceremony tonight. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The City of Paso Robles Downtown Lighting Ceremony will be tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event. Downtown Paso Robles businesses will be holding a holiday shopping bingo event this Saturday as well, November 29th. In commemoration of Small Business Saturday, local shops will highlight handcrafted gifts, local art, unique clothing, artisan goods, and dining. Participating businesses will be offering holiday shopping bingo pages. Completed blackout cards can be turned in for a chance to win a $350, $150, or $75 gift card at participating locations. The deadline to purchase tickets for the Templeton Christmas Tree Auction is approaching. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce invite you to this festive night at the Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero, Thursday, December 4th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This night will honor Templeton's finest and support local nonprofits. Templeton Citizen of the Year for 2025 is the German family of Templeton Feed and Grain. Two outstanding businesses, ABI Engineering and Waste Connections Chicago Landfill, will be honored. And of course, the night will have the annual beloved Christmas Tree Auction, where fully decorated trees with themed gifts go to the highest bidders and raise funds for local charities. The evening will also feature delicious food and live entertainment. You can go to PasRobblesChamber.com to purchase your individual ticket or a table of 10. Tickets will go on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting Monday, December 1st. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th. Children are invited to bring their favorite teddy bears to the Teddy Bear Fair, held at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets include snacks, refreshments, a commemorative teacup saucer, drawings, dancing, and special guests, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, and the Mischievous Elves and Victorian Friends. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket themselves if they wish to accompany their child. Tickets can be purchased at my805tix.com starting December 1st. A reminder that city facilities for Paso Robles will remain closed today. The library will also remain closed through Saturday, November 29th. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Cowboys beat the Chiefs 31-28, the Packers over the Lions 31-24, the Bengals beat the Ravens 32-14. Tonight, the Bears will face the Eagles. In the NBA, tonight the Clippers will face the Grizzlies, the Lakers will go against the Mavericks, the Kings will face the Jazz. In high school football, tonight the Templeton Eagles will host Emmanuel from Reedley in their final game of the CIF Division IV playoffs. The Eagles are undefeated so far this season. The game starts at 7 p.m. In Division II, Oreo Grande will travel to Bakersfield. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Crowds hitting the store today. It's Black Friday, looking for those big deals at the Citadel Outlets in Commerce, which opened at 8 last night. This shopper says he's only there after making sure he ate his fill for Thanksgiving.
I already ate. I don't know. Yeah, I already went to go eat. I went to eat twice.
The National Retail Foundation predicts almost 187 million of us will shop between now and Cyber Monday. That's nearly 3 million more than last year. California labor leader David Huerta pleading not guilty to charges of obstructing a federal officer at a June immigration raid on a garment factory in downtown L.A.
These charges are baseless. They're an attempt to silence anyone who dares to speak out.
Video showing him fighting with federal agents. If convicted, he could get up to a year in federal prison. And a magnitude 4.0 earthquake hit the South Bay near San Juan Bautista yesterday, followed by a magnitude 3.9 tremor. Residents in nearby Gilroy felt the shaking, but there are no reports of any injuries or damage. John Gilliland, California News.
This November, Progressive Insurance is acknowledging the challenges faced by those experiencing homelessness. For National Homeless Awareness Month, a homeless shelter in Minneapolis, making sure everyone has a chance to vote on Election Day. Here's People Serving People CEO Wong Murphy on the shelter's efforts to drive the unhoused to the polls.
Most basic way that you exercise your right is by voting, and we want more folks to be able to have access to that.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steelusa.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California's iconic navel orange, a signature citrus fruit for the fresh market, arrived in produce aisles right on time this year. Picking started October 9th in Kern County, historically the first region to begin navel orange harvest. Absence of a late summer heat wave and cooler October weather helped the crop reach maturity at a normal time, said Matt Watkins of Be Sweet Citrus, a grower, packer, and shipper in Fresno County. As fruit color and maturity develop, harvest will accelerate and move north to other counties. Navel oranges are harvested from fall through spring and may continue into the summer, depending on markets and fruit quality. Early and late varieties help spread out the harvest season, giving growers an opportunity to hit markets when prices are good. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for Cajon's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, sunny Friday next week. Upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday and Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, making way for their new K. John's collection with their liquidating the entire inventory through Christmas Eve. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock trading back on as the Chicago Mercantile Exchange resumes most operations after an hours-long outage caused by a data center glitch. Tilray brand stock is tanking. The American Cannabis Goods Company reverse splitting its stock 10 for 1 on Monday. Today is Black Friday, kicking off the first day of the holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation projects holiday sales to exceed $1 trillion for the first time ever, with an increase of around 3% to 4% more than in 2024.
We'll have a record holiday this weekend. We'll see 187 million people out there.
National Retail Federation President and CEO Matt Shea. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and December 1st is Cyber Monday. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
It's the 38th annual Coats for Kids Drive, and that is the Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. They are partnering again, and the day of giving is December 13th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Now, what they're looking for is good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution. And for locations of collection boxes and other information, you can visit the website. It's coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And if you'd like to volunteer or help distribute, you can also contact Gail Kudlak at 805-570-4524. And remember, we have a bin up front for both the coats and the Toys for Tots as well.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The last time we were together, we learned about Colonel John Shovington and the path he was following to realize his political ambitions. Today, we'll take him to the end of that path and beyond. John Shovington was a Methodist minister who was relocated to Denver, Colorado. Once he arrived in Denver, he got the desire to become a congressman. John decided that what he needed was the publicity that would result from a great victory in battle against the Indians. So he organized the 3rd Colorado Volunteers, an undisciplined group of lowlife that came from the mining camps around Denver. Unfortunately for Shovington, there was no one on whom to wage war. The closest Indians, a tribe of Cheyenne led by Black Kettle, had declared themselves peaceable and even flew an American flag over their camp as proof. But this didn't stop Shovington, and on November 29, 1864, Shovington and his 803rd Cavalry Volunteers attacked Black Kettle's camp while they were asleep and the warriors were away. Shovington had told his men, "We should kill and scalp them all, big or little." little. And unfortunately, that's just what they did. About 150 Indians were slain. Most were women and children. Later, when the Colorado Volunteers returned to Denver, the scalps were shown to approving crowds at a downtown theater. Although there were three investigations of the Sand Creek Massacre, because John Shevington had resigned from the Army, the military determined they could do nothing. John Shevington got the great battle he desired, but it didn't propel him into a political office, for he spent the rest of his life trying to convince people that it was a great victory, but no one believed him. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The city of Paso Robles has been in the process of identifying areas to add or remove for its decennial Sphere of Influence review. This is reviewed alongside the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission. City Council will discuss current recommendations in the next meeting, Tuesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. Public comment for the proposed Sphere of Influence review is available until December 10th. The deadline to purchase tickets for the Templeton Christmas Tree Auction is approaching. This festive night at the Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero on Thursday, December 4th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This will be served with delicious food, live entertainment, and the annual beloved Christmas tree auction, where fully decorated trees and themed gifts go to the highest bidders and raise funds for local charities. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Diana Gelosi. The Trump administration is vowing justice as questions mount about the suspect accused of shooting two National Guard troops, killing one. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro on Fox.
There are certainly many more charges to come, but we are upgrading the initial charges of assault to murder in the first degree.
The suspect is an Afghan national and was granted asylum in April of this year and had previously worked with the CIA. Despite the pressures of inflation, Black Friday shopping is expected to break records this year.
We will exceed $1 trillion in spending, according to the National Retail Federation this year. That is an all-time record. And it's up between 3-4% compared to last year. But here's the caveat on that. The per capita spending is actually down.
That's Fox's Jeff Flock in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. America is listening to Fox News.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine, it says. High of 70. Some clouds, but mostly clear. And then sunshine, along with some clouds a little bit on Saturday. Highs in the upper 60s. And Sunday will pretty much do the upper 60s as well. Mid-60s Monday and Tuesday. Low 60s. Wednesday and Thursday, then back to the mid-60s next Friday. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:52 a.m., 4:51 p.m. Well, we're warming up. It's 43. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. All right, a holiday Friday, so Darcy and Kenny will not be in here. I will have some specials, of course, pertaining to the holiday weekend, so enjoy those. They'll be back next Friday for Freedom of Speech. Open Mic Friday. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there. Holidays, well, puts a little extra strain. Make sure everything is working just mighty fine. 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. No parking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
And to the phone line we go. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, or day after.
Yeah, yesterday was Thanksgiving.
That's why I said day after.
Yeah, today's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey, so you want to talk about rude people, so we have some fun neighbors here. come into the neighborhood, coming in our little tract development, and they are a house on the corner, and they like to some days let the kids play in the street, which is fine. They're young kids, and their idea is that teaching the kids how to watch for cars. They'll yell at, they'll sit on their little lounge chairs in the driveway, yell the cars driving by to slow down in a nice obnoxious voice. And this just keeps, it's been going on for a while. And I think one time I didn't think they were talking to me because I'm going, I go, I see the kids. So I slowed down. Get outside. That was the only way.
Well, you're cutting in and out, so we're losing most of the story.
Oh, no. Oh, anyway, I don't know. Is this better?
Yes.
Anyway, so we'll drive by the house, and they will proceed to yell at us to slow down. Even though we see the kids slow down, they proceed to do that. And so one time I just stopped, and I go, are you talking to me? And she goes, yeah, you need to slow down. And I said, the only way I can go slower is if you help me push my car back to the driveway. Do you want to do that? And she's like, you just have to slow down. It's like, well, not gonna have. I can't go much slower is what I'm trying to. And they proceeded to just keep doing this. And then once they even tried to come over and talk to us, and it's like, the speed limit here is 25. I'm going less than half that. What do you want to do? And then they even get better, where the husband decided to put an orange cone in the middle of the road. And I go, now you're a distraction, and we are swerving around the cone. We can hit your kid. And it's just like, I don't get these parents. I don't want to sound like an old man, but it's like, oh, my God, what is wrong with the parents? Again, in our day, we see a car. We're playing in the street. We yell car, and we all move away because the car is bigger, and it's going to hurt us more than we're going to hurt them. And it just, it's crazy.
What? How old are these kids?
I'd say under 10, you know, 6 to 8 years old. And oh, the topper was, so you, and then the father had to come as I'm pulling up to the driveway once to talk to me. He's like, hey, look, I have nothing to say to you. Because I'm not slowing down. I watch the kids. There's not much more I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if your orange cone is a distraction, that's against the law. So there's an issue there if you want to keep going. And then one time I remember I was leaving. Then they had the kids' toys in the street. There's a bike ramp or something. I had to avoid that to not run it over. It's just crazy.
Did they have the bike ramp in the middle of the road?
It was kind of, it was in the direct path of me to drive. It was in front of their driveway. So it was in the lane that I'm, you know, had to drive. So then I had to swerve that to come to oncoming. You know, there's no oncoming, but I had to go to the other lane to get around it, not to run it over. It's like, what's with these people?
Are those the only, is it just their kids that are doing it, or are they getting other kids from the neighborhood to play with them?
I think there's some kids across the street they're playing, but it's just one family that thinks they're in charge of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I've been here 20 years, raised kids, had family, friends here, never hit a kid. So I don't need you to tell me how to drive.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you're the only one. I go, no, other neighbors have talked to me about your behavior. I'm not the only one, so I think you've got the problem.
Has anybody decided to call the local police?
Well, we'll see how this goes. It's kind of quieted down now, but I guess that can be the next thing to say, what do we do with this? But, yeah, so just, I don't know. I've never had this dynamic living in a neighborhood before, so it's just surprising. And, you know,
well,
I don't want to say, oh, yeah.
Well, it is a, you know, a different breed of people that are raising kids now.
Yeah, I just the first time, like I said, you can't be talking to me, but they were. It's like, oh my gosh. So,
you know, depending on where you grew up, playing in the street was common. And because I know, I mean, we played stickball in the street. We played touch football in the street. And we always, and I'm probably starting about 9 or 10 years old. And somehow we always managed to be able to look out for the cars because we knew the cars were coming.
Yep. They're always going to come. And they're right there in the corner.
Yes.
They're going to be the first ones. And then the topper was, I think the last time, this was after the father's like, you know, just trying to be good neighbors and get along and have a beer. It's like, yeah, I'm not having a beer with you. So then I drive by again, and the mom's out there, who's usually at the point that I yell at everyone. Then the kid starts yelling to slow down. It's like, really? This is some great parenting. Just like, what next?
Yeah.
So,
well,
but yeah, we used the same thing. We'd have our street, and it wasn't a direct, wasn't a busy, busy one, but we would have, we had a vacant field across the street from us. So this was when Evel Knievel was kind of big, and we would make, go down our big, steep driveway and our big wheels and launch in a ramp over across the field, across the street, and crash and crack up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had to watch for cars. So,
right. Yeah, we did. Well, I guess my point is that we learned how to look out for the cars. And you know what? In the neighborhoods, you know, kind of what you're doing is, look, we know that we're in a residential neighborhood, and we know that these kids play whatever on.
Yeah.
And so you're always on the lookout for it.
Yeah. And I told him, it's great your kids are outside playing and not just, you know, on computer and video games. That doesn't make you give you the right to do this. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, I need this. So, I don't know. Well, I'll keep you updated.
All right.
Be continued.
All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Have a good day. See you.
All right. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning. Let's see here. On the text, can you please tell me how much it has cost the taxpayers to find out our sphere of influence? Also, what is sphere of influence? Well, that's a very good question. I really don't know. So I'm going to ask my friend Al. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. Not, what is it?
You mean AI?
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Al. But let's go back to the phone line. Let's see here. Sphere of influence is an area where a county organization or individual has significant power and influence over the politics, economy, or culture of other regions. This can range from formal control, like in former colonial empires, to informal influence through economic pressure, political alignment, or cultural means. The term is used in international relations, politics, and business to describe a dominance, power, area of control, as well as to describe a body gravitational region. All right, it gets into this stuff there. I don't know what this is about because Chris did this story. But I don't know the areas described, folks. I don't know if you want the county having the control over it as opposed to the city of Paso Robles. I really don't know. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. So your local LAFCO agency has a sphere of influence in certain areas, and those are the let's just use the city of Paso. That's their expansion area.
Okay.
So they're stating that at some time they might expand out to that sphere of influence that's around their boundary.
I'm sorry, Greg, what they may what in the future?
They may expand their city limit or their boundary.
Oh, you mean the city of Paso Robles?
Yeah, any area that has a sphere of influence, they have the area that they're in charge of and the area that they're considering in the future that they might expand to.
All right, Greg, so here's a question. If the city of Paso Robles, like the county of San Luis Obispo, don't have any money, why would they want to do that?
They're probably mostly they're required to have a sphere of influence so LAFCO can keep a job to tell you what you can and can't do. I look at LAFCO, and they approved the Cayucas Fire Department or fire station. It went belly up.
Mm-hmm.
They did the thing in Oceano where their fire department went belly up. They have a few other agencies. They approved these two fake water districts in our deal, and now they're having funding issues that they never funded themselves. I don't think they do their job. They do what they want to do, in my view, on whoever's paying them off.
Well, I think this has been brought up before. Is LAFCO even needed?
No, not just like some of these other agencies. So you have two supervisors, some special districts, and then one citizen, and they're sitting there deciding whether you should be able to do something or not do something. And they have an attorney sitting there and a general manager and a few other people that they pay that are on their staff to come up with the reasons why you should go ahead. And the person wanting to do it or the entity wanting to do it somehow gets the benefit of the doubt over the people that are, you know, there to say, hey, wait a minute, you're changing the zoning over here to benefit them, and you're not looking at the problems that it's going to cause down the road.
Well, unfortunately for us, LAFCO, I believe, is a state-funded agency, isn't it?
Yeah, there's one in every county. And they're partially paid for, I think, on both the state and the county. So these fees they collect for doing this work funds their operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go back for a review. Like the EPC Water District, the Estrella, El Pomar, Creston Water District is going to have to go for a review in January.
Well, okay, look, I know this is government BS, but... Okay, so LAFCO is established for the so-called sphere of influence for each city and special district. Why each city, we have elected officials to determine the future of the city, each city and the county. So why do we even need LAFCO to stick their nose into something that most of these people don't even live here? And, you know, each city is unique unto itself.
Oh, right. Just to give you another example, the Squirrel Hollow area, they had to go to LAFCO to maintain their streets and to have trash service. The CSD of San Miguel had to go to LAFCO to form their CSD and to have lighting service and to have water service and most likely trash service also. Mm-hmm. So there's little specific things that they want to be in charge of themselves instead of the county. The city's a little different because they're incorporated, but there's still a sphere of influence around their perimeter that they might want to expand to in the future. And so they're supposed to show that they can operate this entity that they want to create. And how they want to tax people to fund it.
And LAFCO has, do they have the power to do that?
Yeah, if they approve your thing. And then they give you a set of conditions. In those set of conditions, you agree to become this entity. And so I'll go back to just that water district. In those set of conditions, to petition to become a water district, you had to have the majority of land over the common source. In this case, which would have been the water in the basin. You had to have what was called a system of works. That's how you move the water. They didn't have any of that. So why did LAFCO allow them to go forward? Who was the influencing factors that created this situation? Well, Bruce Gibson sat on LAFCO with Frank Meacham they were the applicants on that other thing that we beat back in 2016, and they brought it to LAFCO as the application and voted on their own application. Mm-hmm. This is how crooked some of this stuff is. I'll tell you something, going back to the playing in the street.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a problem playing in the street. We lived on a cul-de-sac. We played baseball or whatever in the cul-de-sac. Hey, car's coming, get out of the way. The people on that cul-de-sac never had a problem with us. We never had a problem with them. They wouldn't park. If we were playing baseball, they made sure they parked in their driveway so we had, you know, the bases and whatever to run around and play in the street. And then when we started playing football as we got older, we had a patch of grass that was in front of the elementary school that was across the street from where I lived on the corner. and we would play on that patch of grass. Well, the guy that took care of the patch of grass for the school didn't like it. And we were only doing that on the weekends. So he would show up on the weekend to turn the sprinklers on us so that we would get off the grass.
Oh, no, man. So that's cool, playing in the mud. Are you kidding me? I love that.
Oh, yeah. We just took T-shirts and wrapped them around the sprinklers because the sprinklers were the old type that were metal.
Mm-hmm.
And we would wrap that around so we wouldn't, you know, land on a sprinkler. So, yeah, oh, yeah, he destroyed that grass because it just flooded and we just had a blast playing in the mud.
A lot of us grew up playing in the streets and in patches like that, and we figured it out and we stayed safe and we didn't have crabby, you know, moms and dads. Anyway.
What would these guys think if they saw 10 kids walking down the sidewalk? We had a wash that we would go through to get up to this other street to get to the store, and we'd pick up the bottles, and we'd cash in the bottles, and the guy at the store would tell us, okay, you guys know where the bottles go. We'd go put the bottles, the right holders in the back, and then we would get a new soda and do whatever, and we all have Daisy Red Ryder BB guns.
Yep.
We're walking around shooting our BB guns at litters and stuff in the wash. But can you imagine if 10 kids were walking down the street today with BB guns?
You'd have the sheriff's department out and the ambulances and the whole nine yards.
We'd have SWAT. So what are these guys doing?
Yeah. All right, Greg, I got another call before we call it a day.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, any chance you guys are going to broadcast the Templeton Eagles football game tonight?
No.
No chance. Okay.
Right.
Any guesses who might?
I don't know if anybody carried them this year, so I really don't know. So
okay.
All right. Good luck trying. And then also makes it more difficult if you don't carry a team all year, and since it was week to week for them, during the playoffs, then it's all last minute, and you have to get permission from the CIF. And you also have to get permission from the site, which this one, Templeton's at home, so that wouldn't be an issue, I don't think. So, the last minute, unless, again, of course, if they're carrying them all year. So, anyway, good luck. Hopefully we get a championship tonight. We got a, 50-50 chance because both AG and Templeton are trying for a championship tonight. All right, let's see here. As I'm going back. Oh, again, just a couple of reminders. This afternoon, obviously, no open mic Friday. And then tomorrow morning, we will expand the Pure Country because on the Saturday after Thanksgiving and after Christmas, the country store is dead on arrival. So we'll just have that. Jimmy will be in, though, and the jukebox will play on. And starting Monday night, Mr. Valdez won't be with us on the overnights anymore. They couldn't come to an agreement, and McGraw-Millhaven will take over. And then at the end of the month in December, the real estate show on Saturday, Westwood One, is discontinuing. All right, speaking of streets, in 1995, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is abolished when United States President Bill Clinton signs in the law the act returning control of speed limits to the states. This allowed states to exceed the previously mandated maximum speed of 55. That had been in effect since 74 in an effort to save fuel in response to the 73 oil crisis. All right, many of you do remember that and the legendary gas lines as well. Let's see here. What else do we have in... Most points scored by a single player in the NFL history was Ernie Nevers of the Chicago Bears on this day in 1929. He accounted for 40 points. He was with the Chicago Cardinals against the Bears, and he scored 6 touchdowns and also had 4 extra points.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event tonight. Downtown businesses will be holding a holiday shopping bingo event this Saturday, November 29th, in commemoration of Small Business Saturday. Local shops will highlight unique handcrafted gifts, local art, clothing, artisan goods, and dining. Shopping bingo pages will be available for the chance to enter a gift card raffle. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Alrighty, don't forget, as I just mentioned, some specials this afternoon, 12 till 2 o'clock, and then enjoy the weekend. Oh, and don't forget the lighting, and if you can't make it to the downtown, we'll be counting down the lighting of the downtown city park just before 6 here on KPRL. We'll be back Monday. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.